Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, calling in from Colorado this evening. And it is always fun to gather together every Wednesday night for our Perium Lifestyle Call, our Perium Lifestyle Gathering. Our owner and founder, David Sandoval, is always the leader of these Wednesday night radio show style events. And you can expect to hear a little bit of science, a little bit of storytelling, a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You never know what it's going to be, but I guarantee you're going to want to have your note-taking implement, whether that's old-school pen and paper or whether that's a laptop, a iPad, a phone, whatever it is. Get your pen and paper, get your iPad, get your note-taking out, because Dave always shares some great information. Tonight's going to be a really special call. It's one of his favorite products, Apothecary. It's on special right now. Buy three, get one free for all Perium brand partners and customers. So it's a really, really amazing product that Dave is going to give you soup to nuts, start to finish. He wrote the Green Foods Bible. His knowledge goes well beyond greens to reds as well. So he's going to be talking about our red product, Apothecary, and who knows what else. So I'm going to bring him on the line right now. David Sandoval, you on the call?
I believe that I am.
I believe that you are too. Take it away.
Awesome, David. Well, I hope that you can hear me okay, and I hope that everybody is feeling as amazing and as enthusiastic as I am about all of the new products, about the beet juice, and about, you know, the Biomedic and the MVP Sport, and the sprays are just incredible. The chill spray, the charge spray, you know, the control spray. These are phenomenal. And what's crazy is that most companies would be blown away to have a 10-day transformation. Most companies would be blown away to have, you know, those amazing sports products or those amazing sprays. But it may be that despite the incredibleness of all of those, that we have hit upon a product that could define a generation. It literally might be the single most important product ever presented through network marketing in history, and I am not joking about that at all. And I'm here to talk about, again, Biomedic. But tonight, one little part of the 10-day transformation, one single product within the 10-day transformation is perhaps a product capable of building a company around all by itself. It is that good. It is that awesome. In fact, there were times when people built companies around marketing, let's say Noni or Goji or some other thing, and I always laughed because our tart cherry is better, more potent, more scientifically proven than any fruit in history. And it's just one of our 50 products. And so iShop Perium is the ultimate mall, the whole food superstore that the world's ever seen. Our members, what I mean by that is the people who are coming to our website are getting amazing discounts. $50 off their first order with a gift card, 25% after that if they remain a loyal customer. This is amazing. And this product, Tart Cherry, I want to lift up. I want to raise it up onto a pedestal. I want to shine a light on it for the amazing, incredible food that it is, the single most potent fruit on the face of the earth. By far, nothing comes close. I challenge you to put five fruits together and try to equal everything that is in this single fruit, and you could not do it. Now, I want to talk just really quickly because I have so much information. Let me tell you what I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about how certain hormones found in tart cherry have been clinically proven to slow breast cancer. That's right. Literally slow breast cancer cells by up to 70%. I'm going to show you that a Nobel Prize was just won by a team that did nothing more than show the world how important circadian rhythms were and the importance of deep sleep and their tie to melatonin. Again, melatonin, a naturally occurring hormone that is only found in maybe three foods on the planet, and the highest source of all of those is tart cherries. I think, correct myself, maybe two foods on the planet. I'm also going to tell you about circadian rhythms. I'm going to tell you about biorhythms and how important those are to understand. But first, I want to talk about this apothecary. An apothecary is like a pharmacy of natural, yummy goodness. Apothecary is an apothecary within a cherry. Now, I think that most people don't realize that cherries contain something that could actually get rid of toxic acids within your body. You think of cherries as being acetic. You think of cherries as being tart and even sugary. But tart cherries are actually able to stop and to limit metabolic disorder. There's been a paper published that shows that tart cherries could actually limit metabolic disease, which is caused, which is pre-diabetes. And you'd think nothing with sugar could possibly stop pre-diabetes, but tart cherries have been shown to be highly effective at reducing this, you know, I think it's called mellitus or pre-diabetes, and which is triggered by, obviously, you know, this metabolic disorder. Tart cherries are highly anti-inflammatory. Tart cherries are so anti-inflammatory that they are able to neutralize uric acid. Uric acid is created when we eat meat, when we have sugar, when we have alcohol, when we experience stress. And uric acid is the most toxic acid that our body creates. It erodes our nerve endings. It could be a causative factor in lupus, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, and of course osteoarthritis. But we know that it triggers gout. And everybody used to recommend black cherries for gout. Now they recommend tart cherries for gout because they're three times stronger. And this is because of tart cherries' ability to capture and neutralize uric acid, which is highly, highly toxic and destructive to the body. Now, tart cherry contains anti-inflammatory compounds called anthocyanins. And you might think, well, yeah, well, so do blueberries, and so do, you know, all these other dark pigmented fruits. Anything with a dark color that's a fruit is going to have these really important proanthocyanidins. But here's what's crazy. Tart cherry actually has very novel or unique proanthocyanidins. And the unique composition of the anthocyanidins in cherries prove that they have a much higher amount of total phenolics, the phenolic compounds that are part and parcel of anthocyanidins that do the heavy lifting, even more nutritious than other cherry types by far. So cherries are unique in having these novel chains of proanthocyanins and anthocyanins, but tart cherries are even more concentrated than regular cherries. And again, I'm talking about anti-inflammatory compounds. Anti-inflammation is key to your heart health. Anti-inflammation is key to your joint health. Anti-inflammation is key to proper circulation. And without proper circulation, you cannot get oxygen and nutrients. What am I talking about? Think about capillaries. Think about capillaries, those itsy bitsy tiny hair size veins that go out to the extremities of your body. Well, they are highly, highly affected by inflammation. Inflammation is going to slow down and even inhibit, sometimes stop completely, the flow of blood through capillaries. And so anything that reduces inflammation is going to increase circulation, the distribution of oxygen and nutrients. Now, phenolics, as you know or you don't know, but phenolics are secondary plant metabolites. They actually have a very, very important composition. And that composition allows them to protect our body against ultraviolet radiation. They allow our body to be protected against plant pathogens. They're very, very powerful defenders of our body, and they are unique to tart cherries. Now, a series of studies done on rats found that diets high with tart cherries improved multiple cardiovascular factors. That means they made your heart healthier across several different biomarkers, including reduction of cholesterol, reduction of body fat, again, a reduction of overall body weight, reduction of abdominal fat. And tart cherries, in the process of calming inflammation, actually reduced fat around the heart and the belly, which are specifically linked to risk for cardiovascular disease and heart attacks. Now, in 2011, and that's now been 6 years ago, scientists reported that mice that were fed tart cherry had a 65% reduction in death by heart disease. And that reduction, that lower mortality, was absolutely attributed to the cardiovascular health that was given to it by these anti-inflammatory and these phenolics that are unique to tart cherry. Now, there's so many studies, I could go on and on and on, but let's talk about free radical scavenging. Free radicals are created every time we're under stress, and they actually could damage our cells and bind because they are free and because they are radical. They actually will bind to things they're not supposed to and break them apart. We're talking about the bonds between neutrons and electrons. And when that happens, spastic cell growth, even cancer, could occur. And so tart cherries have a very high oxygen radical absorbance capacity, the ability to absorb oxygen radicals and eliminate them from your body before they could do that damage. But let's get down to the big dog in the room. Oh, by the way, I want you to Google Perylyl alcohol, P-E-R-I-L-Y-L-L, because what it does, I can't even say, because it would be considered a health claim beyond the pale. Perylyl alcohol is a super powerful phytochemical produced by your body that has the ability to do something that is incredible. And it is actually naturally occurring in tart and sour cherries. Now, what else is naturally occurring in tart and sour cherries is called melatonin. Now, melatonin is a hormone, okay? It's a hormone that's typically released by the pituitary gland. But I want to tell you that in July of 2003, it was shown that the hormone melatonin puts breast cancer cells to sleep, and it slows breast cancer growth by 70%. That means that when you have an adequate level of melatonin in your blood serum, then you will not develop breast cancer quickly, for sure. Possibly not at all, but quickly for sure. Now, David E. Blask, he's an MD, a PhD, and he works at the Bassett Research Institute in Cooperstown, New York. And he reported these findings at the annual meeting of the American Cancer Research, the American Association for Cancer Research. And breast cancer cells are proven to get revved up by a fat called linoleic acid. And linoleic acid actually is the antidote to melatonin and vice versa, because melatonin will go up to linoleic acid, and it will actually bind with the linoleic acid. And so when you have mice who have high levels of melatonin, and they've been implanted with breast cancer cells, the breast cancer cells were revved up by the linoleic acid, and they were revved down by the melatonin. So Blask said at a news conference that nighttime melatonin is a relevant anti-cancer signal to human breast cancers. And 90% of human breast cancer have specific receptors for this signal. So 90% of human breast cancers, because there are so many, only 10% are not affected. Now, the hormone seeps from a pea-sized gland in the brain. And when the lights go out at night, it finds its way out. And when it's dark, you're going to get the deepest sleep. Now, we found that melatonin actually puts cancer cells to sleep at that time. They will not grow during that time. So Blask's team exposed lab mice with human breast cancer cells to constant light, and the cells' growth multiplied, skyrocketed. With constant light, the tumor growth grew 3 times faster, and it soaked up an incredible amount of linoleic acid as fuel. And during the day, the cancer cells are wide awake, and the linoleic acid is stimulating their growth. But at night, the cancer cells go to sleep, and when we turn our lights out at night for a long time, we suppress, when we turn our lights on, when it should be dark, we're suppressing melatonin. Artificial light and artificial heat suppress natural melatonin. And so the findings explain why nurses who work the night shift have the highest levels of breast cancer, have the highest levels of colon cancer. So again, it's really, really amazing. The Arizona Cancer Center found many of the same things. Tel Aviv University found many of the same things. And what they said is it takes very little, takes very, very little melatonin to stimulate nighttime sleepiness, on the order of less than 3/10 of a milligram. And they get concerned that melatonin supplements with their high doses might be toxic. Well, I know the solution. The solution is an amazing natural source of melatonin called tart cherry or sour cherry, what we call apothecary. So what's the big deal here? Well, the big deal is your biorhythms. It comes from the Greek word bios, which means life, of course, and then rhythmos, which is something that regulates things. And so a biorhythm is an attempt to predict, that biorhythm is nothing more than a rhythm that predicts a person's life through mathematical signals. Now, I'm going to narrow it down because we don't have that much time, but the way the biorhythms work is they are literally like internal clocks. And the internal clock is set in such a way that it will work regardless of outside influences once it's been set. Now, according to the theory of biorhythms, a person's life is influenced by rhythmic biological cycles that affect your ability in your mental, physical, and emotional activities. And your biorhythms are going to dramatically impact all three. And those cycles begin at birth. You begin to measure everything around you, light, dark, and you begin to oscillate in a very steady wave called a sine wave, S-I-N-E. And that sine wave is going to be set, and it will actually be fashioned in your early life. And it is a mathematical equation predicted by your brain that sets a permanent internal clock. And it's suggested that a person's level and their ability in each of mental, physical, and emotional activity could be predicted by the amount of biorhythms you have in that sort of department, if you would, of your brain, will determine what you should work on in any given day, a mental exercise, a physical exercise, or an emotional exercise. That's the theory. The theory is built on the idea that biofeedback of chemical and hormone secretions within the body could actually show the patterns of behavior and allow you to regulate your life better. All that being said, the most important of all the biorhythms was going to be the biorhythms called circadian rhythms. Circadian rhythms are a subset of biorhythms. They're referred to as the body clock. The circadian rhythm tells our body when to sleep, tells our body when to wake up, tells our body when to eat, tells our body when to relax, when to get excited, based upon time cycles. The circadian cycle is controlled by the hypothalamus. Hypothalamus, I always just make it sound like the second A is there, but it's the hypothalamus. And as you know, that is the master center that integrates all of the rhythmic information, including establishing sleep patterns. And although circadian rhythms are built into the body, they can be adjusted, they can be retrained based upon environmental and external, things. Basically, that include light. They include temperature. And I'm going to reemphasize, that's why artificial light and artificial heat are going to inhibit the natural production of melatonin, which is part of your circadian rhythm. Cyclical fluctuations of melatonin are vital for maintaining the normal circadian rhythms. When your retina detects light, melatonin production is inhibited, and you want to stay awake. The brain's circadian clock regulates sleeping and feeding patterns, alertness, core body temperatures, everything, including hormone production, the regulation of glucose, which is why you could actually cure diabetes just by getting enough sleep potentially. And of course, insulin levels, how many times you have to urinate. Are you sleeping? You shouldn't have to urinate. Are your cells regenerating only during that deep sleep? So circadian rhythms lead to deep sleep, and deep sleep is critical to every single function of our body, from our immune system to our metabolism to our ability to concentrate, to be depressed, to be happy, to be able to have babies. That's right. Lack of sleep reduces your ability to produce sperm, your ability to naturally produce and ovulate. So our hormones are affected by our circadian clock. And insofar as they affect sleep, melatonin, which is produced in the pineal gland, we all know how important it is to try to decalcify the pineal gland. Tart cherry can help with that. It chemically causes drowsiness and lowers body temperature to allow us to sleep. The cortisol that's produced by the adrenal glands and used to form glucose and blood sugar and enable anti-stress and anti-inflammatory functions in the body is also affected. Suppress that cortisol. In contrast, in response to darkness, melatonin production is increased. The body begins to prepare for sleep. And that's why I want your rooms to be really dark. I want those little lights on your cell phone chargers and on your cell phones. They got to be covered up. Your alarm clock face that's shooting out light has to be covered up. You have to get dark, deep sleep in darkness. If not, then you need to find a way to get that darkness by putting those blinders on your eyes or something. But most importantly of all, you can naturally build your melatonin levels in your blood serum and provide that to your body. Then and only then will you get the benefits of that deep rejuvenating sleep. Then and only then will you get that free radical scavenging. Then and only then will you get all of that anthocyanidin, unique anthocyanidin, anti-inflammatory, protection for the heart, protection for your joints. And of course, this cycle that is going to be so important, regulating blood glucose, regulating your emotions as well. So the lack of deep sleep is directly tied to depression, directly tied to mental disease, directly tied to suicides. So it may be the single most important food, the single most important fruit, I correct myself, on the face of the earth. It may be the single most important thing you could add to your diet, because it's going to get you those 2 hours of deep sleep. It's been proven. If you haven't been using it, you've got to try. What are the complementary products to tart cherry? Aloe vera. It's been scientifically proven that aloe vera will hold melatonin in your blood serum 3 times longer than it normally would be there. Take our aloe vera 40X with your tart cherry. It will magnify the benefits dramatically. Take our relax caps. When you're traveling, if you can't take the tart cherry, take the relax caps with you. And make sure, because they have the tart cherry and some other herbs in there, try a combination of tart cherry and relax caps for those who have the most difficult time sleeping. And for the anti-inflammatory benefits, remember that our Biome Medic has been shown to reduce C-reactive protein. We're going to reduce uric acid with the tart cherry, and C-reactive protein with the Biome Medic, I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. All those anti-inflammatory compounds, all those reasons why you should be taking tart cherry, and there's so many more. So I want to thank you guys for letting me fully express my passion for this food. Amy and I were the early adopters. We were the first ones on the market selling this commercially across the United States, across the world, when we discovered it. And it's amazing. So, David, do you have any final words before we unleash the beast and invite everybody to take advantage of tonight's special, of this month's special, buy three, get one free? Is there anything else?
No, I love the depth of research and the depth of different phytochemicals that this product offers. And I'll share one super quick story. I have a son, he's 20 years old. He's about 220 pounds. And I used to have a dog who was about 165 pounds. And my son used to get night terrors. So he would wake up and come running into our room full speed, and our 165-pound dog would jump up, and it was like an explosion. And, you know, we started giving my son the Apothecary, and those night terrors went away almost immediately. So that was a huge help for our family. My mom used to take a pretty significant dose of sleeping medicine. She's almost weaned herself entirely off of it with the Apothecary. So just from the sleep benefits, our family's seen some great things. So appreciate you and Amy finding that ingredient, finding that product, and getting such a good resource of it and such a great price this month. So yeah, it's a good product for sure.
And no offense to anybody in Houston, but go Dodger Blue.
Uh-oh. You just lost half the audience. All right. Well, cool. Well, let me open up the lines.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. Hope you liked tonight's call. And if you did, let us know.
Having trouble opening up the lines, Dave. Hold on. It's not seeming to open. Let me try one other thing. Oh, there you go.
Go Dodgers! Go Dodgers!
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Mahalo, Dave.
Much love.
Thank you, Dave. You are inspired.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Get some massive note.
Thanks, Dave. The Apothecary. The Chisniz.
Awesome.
Great info. Thanks.
We didn't even give any tart cherry recipes. I didn't get to that part of my presentation.
Oh, lemonade. Lemonade and Apothecary's the bomb.
I like it warmed at night with cinnamon.
That sounds awesome.
Warmed at cinnamon.
Huh?